eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our video feed, which is back on 94 WIP YouTube page. Well, it's always been there. I just didn't do any videos last week. Tucker was out. He's back now, so we're back on video. Appreciate you guys joining us here. So a lot to do today. It is a sort of legal tampering on Monday. By Wednesday, well, the league year will have begun, and we'll have a lot to react to the next couple of days here on WIP Daily. But two-part podcast today. One, I wanted to react quickly to the Fletcher Cox retirement, which is not a surprise. I think last week you kind of heard the rumblings that this was going to happen, that the Eagles were expecting this to happen. And then we'll get to an Eagles free agency preview, what we expect, the Sweat rumors, the Reddick rumors, what could be done, and where Howie could spend their money between now and the start of legal tampering, free agency, all that. But as far as Fletcher Cox goes, what a tremendous player. You know, he'll always kind of be in the shadow in terms of personality to both Jason Kelce and Brandon Graham, who shared this time with him. Even Lane Johnson is a bigger personality of the core four, of the big four, of the guys that were here a long time that helped bridge the eras between Andy Reid and the next wave of Eagles football to a Super Bowl. Of all those guys, Fletcher's personality was just the least loud. And not that he couldn't be loud and couldn't be vocal when he needed to be. He was sometimes. But he just wasn't as gregarious and wasn't as beloved personality-wise. But as a player, he's a great football player. He really was. And my first instinct when I saw his retirement yesterday was obviously an Eagles Hall of Famer, excellent football player, so worth the 12th pick in the draft when they did that with Andy Reid, and truly one of the best Eagles of all time. But then I dove into some of his numbers, and I think he is an interesting Pro Football Hall of Fame candidate. My gut right now is he is one level below the Hall of Fame, almost like a Donovan McNabb of defensive tackles where he was really good, probably not going to make the Hall of Fame. But there is a case, and I actually think there's a better case for Fletcher that I dove into it than I ever thought there was for Donovan. I just used Donovan as an example as a guy that was really good, but didn't make Canton. I don't think he ever will make Canton. So Fletcher Cox made 6 Pro Bowls, and there's 21 interior linemen to make 6 Pro Bowls. 4 of them either aren't eligible or still active. So the other 12 are in the Hall of Fame. Fletcher's obviously one of those guys that is either active or still or not eligible yet. So 12 of 17 in the Hall of Fame who are eligible with 6 Pro Bowls. He also made those in 6 consecutive years. That's even more rare. 12 interior linemen have done that. The other 11 are all in the Hall of Fame. So a run of 6 straight Pro Bowls at that position usually has netted Hall of Fame candidacy. 70 sacks for him. He was a very durable player. You could make a case he was the best player on the Eagles championship team in 2017, just best player. Carson Wentz had a great season, but he was out. Kelce, I think was beginning his run of excellence. But that year, I thought the best player in that team was Fletcher Cox from start to finish. So he has these accolades, really an outstanding player. The Eagles are going to miss him. I liked in his retirement announcement, the post he put up, talked about how a guy like Trent Cole took him under his wing, and he hoped he could do the same for other guys. And I think last year you saw the beginning of that with Jalen Carter and with Jordan Davis trying to help these guys learn the ropes. What's interesting about Fletcher, much like Jason, although it's obviously for totally different reasons, they're both leaving with something still left in the tank. I mean, Jason was playing at a higher level right now, but Fletcher's still playing at a good level. Certainly could have played next year, whether it be for the Eagles or if he wanted to test free agency, go somewhere. Someone would have signed him today. There's no doubt in my mind he'd be someone's, you know, in a rotation of defensive tackles and playing a lot next season somewhere if he wanted to. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Fletcher Cox just goes home. You know, we'll see him maybe at Eagles alumni events. We're not that far away from the 10-year anniversary of the Super Bowl team. So we'll see him. He'll be inducted to Eagles Hall of Fame. But Tucker, wouldn't surprise me if Fletcher just kind of fades into the background, goes home, goes fishing, hunting, whatever he does in Mississippi, and we don't hear from him again, you know, much. But he's a tremendous player. I think he's one notch below the Hall of Fame, but he's closer, I think, than some people might think.
Yeah, and I think it's tough for him because he played in an era with Aaron Donald where at that position was pretty much Aaron Donald and then everybody else. And of everybody else, he might have been the best option. It's just he was so overshadowed by the greatness of one of his peers. But the one thing I think is interesting is just sort of the turnaround his popularity has had really in the last 12 months. Like, think about where we were a year ago or 2 years ago when they first released him, and then they brought him back on like a $14 million deal, and people were confused. Well, why did they release him? Then they brought him back, but they gave him a $2 million pay raise. And a lot of people weren't necessarily huge fans of Fletcher Cox. I think of those four guys, he was probably the least popular. And what he's done, he was probably their best defensive tackle all year last year. His ability to mentor some of those younger defensive tackles, guys like Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Milton Williams, you could throw in there. What he's done in the last 12 months, I think, has done wonders for his legacy in Philadelphia. And now he's kind of viewed in that same tier as Brandon Graham, Lane Johnson, and Jason Kelce. So I thought that was, you know, kind of a tremendous turnaround over the last year for Fletcher Cox. And you're right. Yeah, I think he probably goes like the Cliff Lee route where everyone talks about how great he was, but doesn't really seem like someone who enjoys being media facing, front facing, public facing. So I'm sure he'll be back for alumni events. I'm sure he'll be back to be inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame one day. But other than that, like, I'm not expecting him to be on Eagles pregame live, you know, come September.
Yeah, that would surprise me. The other thing that was interesting about Fletcher throughout his career, and not many guys I think could do this, he was productive and good in a wide variety of kind of defenses the Eagles threw him in. I remember the wide nine when he first got here, he was in that. Okay, and then Chip Kelly and the Billy Davis, you know, defense with Chip Kelly, and he's kind of two gapping into 3-4. And then they go back to more of a wide nine or a get up the field kind of defense with Jim Schwartz. And then they go to a different versatile route. And he didn't love it at first. I mean, let's be real. Remember that how annoyed he was with Jonathan Gannon, but that kind of hybrid 3-4-4-3 Gannon defense. And after not loving in the beginning, he kind of quieted down. They figured it out, and he gave productive seasons in this type of defense. I know this past year it was Desai Patricia, but the Fangio defense, he figured that out as well. Fletcher Cox, a heck of a Philadelphia Eagle, Eagles Hall of Famer.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, as far as what's going on now, right now, no more Fletcher, no more Jason. The Eagles have a team to build, and these rumors are all over the place right now in terms of the Eagles, what they might do. So a couple weeks ago, I think on WIP Daily and on the Midday Show, I said I thought there was a real case to be made to take a sledgehammer to this team, especially on the defense. When you play that bad, trying to piecemeal and just like put a Band-Aid here, Band-Aid there, it doesn't make sense to me. When you're that bad, there's a problem. And maybe the players aren't as good as you think. Maybe the scheme doesn't fit them as well anymore. Maybe you just have a fresh start. And then we get the rumors the last couple weeks of Hassan Reddick being shopped. Okay, and that was kind of a mutual thing over money. Then this weekend, it comes out Josh Sweat is being shopped. And Jeff McClain says it's not an and or situation. It could be a both. The Eagles could trade both Josh Sweat and Hassan Reddick. And my reaction is, all right, like I'm not going to lose any sleep if they move on for both those guys because I think they could get a decent return back, which will help them build the team now and into the future. And this edge rushing class in free agency is dynamite. It is a dynamite edge rusher class, probably the deepest class of anything out there, that and safety, two needs the Philadelphia Eagles have. So I won't be shocked if they trade both of them. I'm going to be surprised if they don't trade one of them. With all the stuff out there, I think it's very likely they trade at least Sweat or Reddick. I know some people think they'll get more for Sweat. I'm not so sure. I know he's younger, but he's also not as productive, and he certainly wasn't the last couple years as Hassan Reddick. You know, you ask like, who's the best guy on this team pass rushing wise? It's Reddick. So we'll see what the market is for those guys. But I think it's interesting and very kind of like eye-opening that we spent all last week talking about maybe the Eagles will change their philosophy. Maybe they'll go a different direction. Maybe they'll spend big at safety. And they could. Xavier McKinney's a guy I would love to see in an Eagles uniform, you know, within a few hours. Maybe the Saquon Barkley thing, running back. I still will be surprised, even though a lot of people out there believe the Eagles are really interested in that. I'll be surprised if they end up paying big, big money to a running back, double-digit million per year to a running back. I'll just be surprised if Saquon arrives here. But the rumor on Saturday that the Eagles are shopping these pass rushers and they're interested in going after Bryce Huff, that doesn't surprise me, and that actually makes a lot of sense. Bryce Huff, 25 years old, 10-sack season. It's kind of, I think, just funny and ironic, the parallels between Bryce Huff right now, Hugh Douglas, 1998, undersized pass rusher with the Jets, a double-digit sack season under his belt already, and the Eagles obviously some upside to Bryce Huff. And, you know, back then in 98, Eagles traded a second-round pick. They brought in Hugh, contract, and he played some excellent football here. And I'm not shocked if Bryce Huff does something similar. So could Reddick and Sweat be out of here and Bryce Huff arrive on a big contract in the next few days? I think that is very possible. And all of a sudden, the Eagles remake their pass rush with Nolan Smith on one side and Bryce Huff on the other and go for the ultimate speed pairing. You watch highlights of Bryce Huff. He had a big day against the Eagles last year when they played him. Bryce Huff looks like he shot out of a cannon. That guy's first step is remarkable. Now, he's a little smaller. He's listed at 6'3", 250, maybe 6'2", you know, whatever. But that's kind of where the edge rusher's going in the NFL. So that's a big name to keep an eye on. Obviously, safety. I think that's a spot, although the Eagles haven't spent a ton in the past, they've tried the Marcus Williams year when he went to the Baltimore Ravens. I think the Eagles are prepared to spend at safety, and I think they should because they need at least one guy there. McKinney's probably top of the market. I like Cameron Curl. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson coming back would be awesome as well. The Justin Simmons thing, 30 years old, a little wary of spending on him, but here's what I expect. I expect one of the edge rushers here, at least one, if not both, to get traded. I think the news about or the rumors about Bryce Huff feel real and feel very Eagles-ish, like young pass rusher ascending upside. That feels like the kind of guy they spend on. That's a position they value. I think they will get a safety here. I think they'll get a linebacker. Now, is it going to be the top of the market? I doubt it. And then the wild card to all this, of course, is Saquon Barkley. I still am surprised by all of the credible names out there and credible people. I think they're really going to go hard after Saquon Barkley. I think they are in the mix. They probably still like the player and say, you know what, if they get him here behind this offensive line, sure. But I look at Saquon, all the carries he's had, all the injuries he's had, this glut of running backs at free agency. I mean, you're talking about depth at running back. You can find a guy like Zach Moss, who might be like the 11th guy you rank at running back. He 800 yards last year for the Indianapolis Colts. You could probably get him for nothing, you know, for $2 or $3 million for a year. So when push comes to shove, I know Howie Roseman has more cap than he usually does, although the whole league does as well. And we expect it to be aggressive. But until I see otherwise, I expect the Eagles to do what they've always done, what Howie's always done, which is prioritize up front on both sides, prioritize the pass rush on defense. That's what I expect. Will they get an NFL linebacker, maybe a good one? I do think they will. Will they get a name safety? I think they will, whether that be McKinney or is it closer to Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, but they'll get something. Will they get a running back between now and, you know, May? Yeah, they will. And it'll probably be a name, a guy that you've had on your fantasy team before. Will they get Saquon Barkley for the top of the market, $10-plus million a year? I'd be surprised if they do. Tucker, what's your reaction to all these rumors out here? What are you expecting out of the Eagles? Because I think the Bryce Huff thing just screams Eagles, and I won't be surprised how last year ended if Sweat and or Reddick are not here anymore.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that the Eagles kind of threw both of them under the bus in the reports over the weekend where, you know, Jeff McClain said, it, you know, it's not either or, they could both go, and the Eagles aren't happy with how they played at the end of the season. And if you're trying to trade somebody, basically calling out their work ethic and their contributions to your team's collapse isn't necessarily a good way to raise their value around the league. But a lot of the rumors, I just don't think sound like the Eagles, right? The idea that they're going to go after someone like Saquon Barkley, quite frankly, I think is cooked and has been cooked for a while now. I know things haven't been great with the Giants in that offense, but look at what he's done outside of, you know, the offensive line, what he's done yards after contact, what he's done as far as breaking tackles. He broke more tackles as a rookie than he has the last 4 years combined. I mean, he's been absolutely dreadful and hasn't been the same explosive guy, and injuries have certainly contributed to that. But I think anybody paying Saquon Barkley big money is going to be disappointed, and hopefully that isn't the Eagles. As far as the defense goes, I think Howie Roseman is going to be aggressive, but it is interesting as to where, what positions he's going to go for. Like someone like Bryce Huff or an edge rusher makes sense, right? Because they're always going to have that. I think as long as Howie Roseman is in charge, whatever team he's running, they're going to have a deep pass rush rotation. They're willing to give away their top two edge rushers from last year, then they're going to have to replace them from somewhere, whether that's Nolan Smith taking one spot and Bryce Huff lining up on the other side, which, you know, seems to be possibly the case. I think adding to the edge is certainly going to be what they do. Where I'm curious about is where they go at safety. Because you mentioned someone like Xavier McKinney, who I think is probably at the top of the market. We saw Kevin Byard already got paid yesterday. I wonder if they wait that out because there is such a huge group of names. Do they wait, you know, a week or two and sign someone below market value because that's what they've always done? Or do they realize the reason that they had so much success 2 years ago is because they had competent safety play? And you kind of look at their roster right now, Reed Blankenship's the only guy who I think is healthy right now, and he's not someone who stays healthy for long if his track record is any indication. So I think edge rusher and safety right now are the two biggest concerns that I have and that I think they'll go and be pretty aggressive with in, you know, the next couple of days.
Yeah, and I know they don't – look, they haven't typically spent a lot at safety. They tried against Marcus Williams. But I think when they look at their defenses that have been good over the years, there is a common denominator. There's safeties. There's good safeties there. Brian Dawkins, Malcolm Jenkins, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson a couple years ago. There's a direct correlation to when the Eagles have been good, they've had good safety play. Now, they always haven't had to spend big on it. Obviously, Dawkins was draft big here. But if you can't draft him and you can't find him, you better go get him somehow. And there's a lot out there, and their wide range of price, you know, points, probably wide range of age in terms of, you know, Simmons is now over 30. But, you know, you have a guy like McKinney who's 24 years old. So they could go in a million different directions. But I expect the Eagles to be very aggressive. I expect them to make a move that's probably like, whoa. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if Bryce Huff arrives as a top edge rusher to fix this pass rush, which stunk last year. Let's be real about it. It stunk down the stretch. It's a big week for Howie Roseman. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. We'll talk soon.